You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
My message this morning, which is called Supernatural Prayer. And over there, I saw the power of supernatural prayer, and I know for all of us here being the body of Christ, you have seen the power of supernatural prayer in your own life. And so as I was over there, we went out to a village one night, and there was this little boy that I was first greeted with, and he was smiling. He was standing right in front of me with his shoulders up high so that I would see and connect with him. But he was just beautiful right from the get-go. He was just beautiful as soon as I saw him. But what I also noticed about him is that his whole neck was twisted right around to the point where it had actually deformed his whole face, and his face was just completely out of shape. But even though his neck was twisted and even though his face was deformed, what I saw with us was the most beautiful, radiant smile that still wanted to connect face to face personally to me. And so after the service, he waited the whole service. He waited till I'd prayed for so many other people there that night. He was so patient because he just waited to be prayed for from me. And so when I finally got to him, not even realizing how long he waited, a 12-year-old child being so patient, waiting. And so I got up to him and I prayed for him. And the power of God just came upon him. And they have never seen being so filled with the Holy Spirit and so filled with God's presence that you can't even stand. And so he had the power of God. He had the presence of God come upon him so strong that in that moment, he just could not stand. And he was sitting down on this chair that we provided for him. And the power and the presence of God was all over him. And I was praying so hard for him because in my heart of hearts, all I wanted to see was a neck untwist. All I wanted to see is a face go back into its right shape. All I wanted to see is a God who I know who heals is to heal this little boy in front of me, because I know the power of supernatural prayer. But what I know more than the power of supernatural prayer is I know who my God is, and my God is powerful. And so as I prayed for him, the power of God was just all over him. And then I stepped away and he didn't move out of God's presence. He didn't move away from God's power because it was so tangible. It was so real. It was so powerful. It was present upon this little boy and his body. And I saw him under the power of God for about 30 minutes. And over there, because people haven't seen that type of presence, because they haven't seen God moving like that, they're all pressing in him, and all the ladies are pressing their hands all over him going, well, does he need to wake up? Is he asleep? Is there something wrong with him? And I'm like, it's okay. That's just the power of God upon him. And God was doing a work through supernatural prayer. Because just because I'm not praying doesn't mean anything. The Holy Spirit is actually praying through us onto that little boy. The Holy Spirit is praying through that little boy onto him. And rivers of living water were coming upon that boy. And after about 30 minutes, I started to see all these tears flow down from his cheeks. I started to see his eyes flicker, that God was obviously showing him something. God was actually revealing something to this little boy. Something that we can never reveal, something that we can never do, because we don't have the power to do that. It's only the power of God in us that has the power to give visions. It has the power to reveal who God really is. And in that moment, I could see that he was being encountered by the living, true God. And then somebody said to me what this little boy's story was. His father had died when he was really young. His mother had left the country, and he was living with his grandparents and his sister, having no parents with him. And what I started to see that God wasn't necessarily healing his neck at this stage, but what he was doing was he was healing his broken heart. And I started to see the tears rolling down his face. I started to see this little boy having visions of what God was showing him. And God in that moment was restoring his heart, was restoring what was broken, and was bringing restoration back to a little boy. And then when he came out of the presence of God, they're all pushing him towards me. Go say thank you to the pastor. Go thank the pastor. I'm like, it's okay, it's okay. But they're pushing him. And so he comes towards me. He takes one look at me and then falls on top of me. Because the power of God was just so real. The power of God was so strong because we have a God in heaven who wants to connect to us. We have a God in heaven who wants to encounter us. We have a God in heaven who wants to heal the brokenhearted and restore sight to who are emotionally blind. And that's what I saw in this moment, God healing this little boy, God restoring him. And so supernatural prayer this morning. Supernatural prayer is powerful. Supernatural prayer. God wants to bring supernatural prayer through you, through the Holy Spirit, to see the brokenhearted set free. Now, my prayer and my fasting is now for this little boy, for his neck to be healed. But the good work has begun, because that's the power of supernatural prayer. John 14 says this, I have told you these things while I'm still with you, but the helper... This is the Holy Spirit, the helper who lives in you, who dwells in you, who resides in you, who walks with you, who never leaves you nor forsakes you. The Holy Spirit, the helper, the comfort. This is who you have living with you. The advocate, the intercessor, the counselor, the strengthener, the standby. That's who was visiting that little boy. That's who was healing that little boy. The intercessor, the counselor, the strengthener. Aren't you glad that that little boy never ever has to walk his journey alone? But the helper, the advocate, the counselor, the standby, the Holy Spirit is walking alongside of us, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things. He will teach you all things, which means the Holy Spirit will never, ever leave us. He will never, ever forsake us. Just as Jesus was in this world, so too is the Holy Spirit now living and breathing and walking within you. He will never leave you. He's going to act on the behalf of Jesus Christ. He will teach you all things, and he will help you remember everything I have told you. Peace I leave with you, my perfect peace as I give to you, not as the world gives to you. I'm so glad that that little boy met the peace of Jesus Christ, where there was brokenness, where there was heartache, where there was sorrow, where there was grief, where there was loss. The Holy Spirit who lives inside of him will never let him walk this journey alone of heartache, but he has come to help him remember all the things that Jesus has said to him. It's not the peace that the world gives, because the peace that the world gives is temporary. But the peace that God gives lasts and remains forever. And he will bring to your remembrance everything that Jesus has told you. And that's why God can say in his word, let not your hearts be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Because the Holy Spirit, who is your peace, walks alongside of you, within you, that when trouble and challenge and sorrow will rise in this world, the Holy Spirit, because of Jesus Christ, has overcome all things. And that's who walks in you. It says, let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance you face and give you courage and strength for every challenge. Holy Spirit, I just pray right now. We declare as your church, as your body of Christ, that we're so thankful that we have the Holy Spirit that walks with us. God, we just want to say thank you for the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, that we don't have to walk this journey alone, but the intercessor, the advocate, the one who helps us in our weakness is the one who's living and breathing and walking on the inside of us. That every circumstance that we ever have to come to face, we never ever face it alone, but we face it with your peace. We face it with your supernatural courage and Holy Spirit. We just want to honor your word. We just want to honor who you are in our lives this morning. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. I love the Holy Spirit. I don't want to walk this life alone without the Holy Spirit. His perfect peace will calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every single challenge we face this morning. I love what Ephesians says, Ephesians chapter 3. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in Him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand. Not only does the Holy Spirit want to teach you all things, He actually wants to give you the power to find meaning in the words of Jesus Christ. He wants to give you the power to understand what it is that the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to us. As all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is His love. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. The power that comes from God lives inside of us. And He wants to give you the power to understand what Jesus is saying. John 14 puts it like this: on that day, when that time comes, you will know for yourselves that I am in my Father and you are in me. And I am in you. The person who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who really loves me. And whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. I will make myself real. Not only does the Holy Spirit who walks with you want to teach you all things, He wants to give you the power to understand and find meaning in what He's teaching to you, but then He wants to make Himself real to you. This is not just words on a page or teaching. This is for us to experience His love and His revelation of walking with the Holy Spirit. Jesus answered, "If anyone really loves me, he will keep my word. He will keep my teachings, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our dwelling place with him." What an incredible promise this morning, that God wants to dwell in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, never leave us, to dwell with us, never to forsake us, and to give us an incredible peace that the world cannot offer to us. Ephesians 5:18 says, "Be filled with the Holy Spirit." Be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly be guided by Him. The Holy Spirit wants to teach us. He wants to give us the power to understand. He wants to reveal the Holy Spirit to us, but He also wants to constantly guide and direct us. We don't want to be filled with the peace that this world may offer, but we want to be continually filled with the Holy Spirit. And in the book of Ephesians, Paul talks about the ministry of the Holy Spirit and the fruit that comes from supernatural prayer. And we have to recognize as Christians, we have to recognize as disciples and followers of Jesus Christ that this is not just one infilling at salvation, but God wants us to be constantly and daily filled with the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? That means that you can come to Him every single day and say, "Holy Spirit, fill me afresh, fill me anew, because you live inside of me. Rivers of living water want to constantly come out and from me." You see, it's not for us just to be constantly filled, it's to give out to the people in the world that we live in the power and the knowledge and the revelation of how great our God is. That's why Paul says in Ephesians, be filled constantly with the Holy Spirit, but we need to yield. What does it mean to yield? It means to let the Holy Spirit take over. It means that when we had somebody come to church a couple of weeks ago and they were getting prayer and they just felt the Holy Spirit say to them, you just need to shout something out. And straight away our personalities kick in and we go, oh no, I can't do that. There's a whole church full of people and that's way too embarrassing and that's not my normal disposition. I can't do that. But when the Holy Spirit wants to bring deliverance to areas of your life that are holding you captive, when the Holy Spirit is giving you revelation to do something that will free you, yielding means to work alongside of the Holy Spirit, letting Him guide you to all truth and freedom. And sometimes in those moments when the Holy Spirit says to you, hey, I want you to go ask a pastor to pray for you, and you say in that moment, oh, that's too embarrassing, or I'm going to have to go to the front and ask that pastor to pray for me, yielding is saying, Holy Spirit, I trust you. Yielding is actually being obedient to the Holy Spirit who is guiding you, because the Holy Spirit is guiding you to all truth. And it starts with obedience. And the Holy Spirit said in His word, those that love my Father and obey His leadings, obey His commandments, they are those who I will reveal myself to them. So when you yield, you're actually letting the Holy Spirit guide you and take control over your life to bring you to freedom, to bring you to truth. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. God wants to lead you into all truth, but it comes with you stepping out and working alongside the Holy Spirit, that when He guides you, you take Him by the hand and you walk alongside with Him, because He's leading you to all truth. Yielding means letting God take over. There's so many things that the Holy Spirit asks me to do that are not my natural disposition. Please don't think I'm this bold personality who just wants to constantly step out all the time when the Holy Spirit leads and directs me. Sometimes it's embarrassing. Sometimes it's just darn uncomfortable. But when I'm obedient, I see what the Holy Spirit is revealing to me and the breakthrough that it brings in that circumstance. And so I'm going to encourage you today, as I encourage myself, yield to the Holy Spirit. Let Him be in control of your life. Let His Spirit lead your mind, your will, and your emotions. Your mind, your will, and emotions are always going to rise up and try to direct you. But let the Holy Spirit direct you, because He's better at it, and He leads you into all truth, and He takes you into freedom. And you get to experience, hear this, you get to experience what the Father wants to reveal to you. Do you want the realm of the Holy Spirit to be revealed to you? Do you want the words of Jesus Christ to be revealed and made known to you? And that's what yielding is. Holy Spirit, this is uncomfortable, but I'm going to yield myself over to you. I'm going to flow and go where you're going, because ultimately I'm hungry for you. I want your words in my spirit. I want your guidance to my life. I don't want to see a wilderness forever. I want to see the road that you clearly show me that takes me through and above and beyond that wilderness. In my deserts that come into the challenges of my life, I don't want to just stay in deserts, but I'm going to yield myself to you and come under your guidance, Holy Spirit, because you are the one who wants me to find your streams of living water in my deserts. This is the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And in Ephesians, Paul talks about the ministry of the Holy Spirit and this incredible fruit that comes from supernatural prayer. Ephesians 1 says, the blessings of redemption. I always pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation that gives you a deep and personal and intimate insight. Today, do you want a deep and personal and intimate insight to see what God sees over your life, to see what God knows for your life? He's saying that I can give you a deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of God. For we know the Father through the Son, and I pray that the eyes of your heart, the very center and core of your being, may be enlightened and flooded with the light by the Holy Spirit, so that you will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, God's people, and so that you will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of His active spiritual power in us who believe. This is incredible. These are in accordance with the working of His mighty strength, not according to your power, not according to our might, according to the Spirit of God, His mighty strength, which He produced in Christ when he raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. The power of resurrection, when the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead, that's the same resurrection power that wants to enlighten your spirits to what God is saying. That's what lives in you. Far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, nothing can hold down his word, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title, every sickness, every challenge, every word that's ever spoken to you on this world, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age in the world, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in believers. Let's read that last night. The fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. There's your assurance. God, who has begun a good work in you because of the might and the power of the Holy Spirit that works in you, he's going to see your life fulfilled according to his power, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Look at the assurance we have. Look at the hope that we have, the expectation and the belief and the confidence that we can have in God's work, that he who begun a good work will finish it, because his word does not return void. Look what we can believe in God. 2 Corinthians. I'm so excited. But we have this precious treasure, the good news about salvation, in unearthen earthy vessels of human frailty, so that the grandeur and surpassing greatness of the power will be shown to be from God, his sufficiency, and not from ourselves. You know, I think sometimes treasure in earthen vessels, you know, it's not the outside where the treasure is. It's on the inside. I think we get very confused sometimes that I've got to have it all together on the outside because that's what people see. Let me tell you, it's not what people see on the outside that you need to be concerned about. It's what God sees on the inside that you need to be concerned about. You have treasure in your earthen vessel. So it doesn't matter how intelligent you are. It doesn't matter how much money you make, because that's what's important to the world's culture. But what's important to God and what matters most to God is the treasure that he put on the inside of you. And you know what he says to you? Do you know your treasure? Do you know the treasure that I've put on the inside of you? Do you know that I've identified you to be absolutely glorious? His treasure is on the inside of you. So that means when I look at you, when I see you, I don't see how much money you make. I'm not moved about how beautiful you are. I'm not moved about the street that you occupy. When I look at you, I'm looking for Jesus inside of you. What moves me is when I see Jesus moving on the inside of you. And that's what I'm attracted to. And that's what I want to be in relationship with. I'm not going to judge you on the outside, but what I am going to do is look for Jesus on the inside of you, because my Bible says is that in that earthen vessel is treasure that Jesus has placed on the inside of you. And that's what makes me pray for you. And that's what makes me love you, because I can see Jesus in you and his church. His church is beautiful. Don't ever let the enemy, don't ever let this world judge you by the outside, because Jesus judges us from the inside because of what he's placed, sees us in the inside. I mean, Ephesians 1:13, in him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the good news of your salvation, and as a result believed in him, were stamped with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit, the one promised by Christ as owned and protected by God. You were stamped with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. Romans 8:26 says, in the same way, the Spirit comes to help us in our weakness. We don't know what to pray, to offer, or how to offer as we should, but the Spirit himself knows our need at the right time, intercedes on our behalf with sighs and groanings too deep for words. There's these moments, Paul says, that because of our weakness, we don't always know what to pray for. Challenge starts to come, and challenge starts to really come into our lives. But Paul is saying, because of our weakness, we don't know what to pray for, but the prayers we ought to offer are offered to us by the Holy Spirit. So when I come into a situation where there's great challenge in my family of disease and sickness, I don't know where that disease is coming from. Because if I look at a disease like epilepsy, I could say, well, there could have been an accident or a brain injury, and maybe that's why the epilepsy is coming to that person's brain. Maybe not just injury, but maybe it's neurological. And when we look at disease, we don't always know what to pray for because we don't know specifically where it's coming from. But the Holy Spirit says He does know where it's coming from. Because when we don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit knows exactly what to pray in and through us. The Holy Spirit comes to help us when we don't know what to pray. When we can see the wilderness that's in front of us, disease. When we can see the wilderness of frustration. When we can see the wilderness of hopelessness. God is saying to you is that He can see clearly the road of direction that will take you through that challenge, that will take you through that disease and get you to the other side. Because the Holy Spirit sees and knows all things and wants to pray through you when you don't know what to pray. You know, when you start to look in the Greek of this passage of Scripture, I think what's amazing is that the Holy Spirit says, I know the most minute detail of everything that I need to pray through you. You know what this means? That when we start speaking in tongues, and we start speaking in tongues, your head does not understand what your spirit is saying. But as you speak in tongues, the Holy Spirit is actually speaking and praying through you. That language that you're speaking is the prayers of the Holy Spirit praying through you. And as you speak in tongues, as you allow the Holy Spirit to pray through you, what He does is He takes that situation and He takes it to the throne room of God, spirit to spirit access. When He takes what we don't know what to pray, when He takes those prayers, those specific prayers, those most minute details, and He takes them to God, what comes back to you is revealed truth to the matter. You see, you started out not knowing what to pray, but as you allowed to speak in tongues, you allowed the Holy Spirit to pray through you, He knew exactly what to pray, and what you got back is revelation from God to know specifically what to do from the realm of God. That's why the power of speaking in tongues is so powerful and critical today, and why the enemy has tried to attack, because he knows the power of it. Because when the Holy Spirit starts praying through you, He prays with accuracy, accuracy, accuracy. That's the power of the Holy Spirit this morning. Revelation is an uncovering, a bringing to light what has been previously hidden or too obscure to see, that as you speak in tongues, revelation comes back and you see what you haven't seen before. And the Holy Spirit gives you details that you did not know before. And that's why Paul says, I speak in tongues more than you all. So it must be no news to any of us why he wrote most of the New Testament. Think about that. I pray in tongues more than you all. And I looked at it and I thought, well, that's great, Paul. But then I realized when he had written most of the New Testament, there's revelation. Do you want revelation in your life? Do you want to know what the Holy Spirit is saying to you clearly, to get the mind of God on all matters, that we don't just stay in a wilderness, that we see a road of accuracy, of the most minute detail of what your Father in heaven actually wants to reveal to you. And as you begin to speak in tongues and 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 constantly pray in tongues, you will be filled with revelation. You will be filled with the knowledge of God. You will be filled with clarity. You will be filled with direction from God. It's just amazing that when you start speaking in tongues, you know, empathy is an interesting thing in our world. Empathy is somebody who is in a ditch because they're going through a massive challenge or obstacle of their life. And you can imagine that this person is in this ditch. And so for one of us as a human being, empathy is to come into that ditch with that person and to sit next to them, sit beside them and say, hey, I'm just so sorry for what you're going through right now. I can't offer you any direction, and we don't need to in empathy. But what the world tells us is just to sit in that ditch with them and say, hey, I'm just here with you at this moment. But let me tell you what the Holy Spirit does and knocks empathy on its head. What the Holy Spirit does, as soon as you begin speaking in tongues, you're in a ditch because you can't see clearly on what the answer is, and you don't know what to pray, and you don't know what to do. And you feel like you're in this moment of where you don't have clarity. And as you begin speaking in tongues, the Holy Spirit says this, I'm going to come into that ditch with you, but I'm not going to sit with you and say, hey, I'm so sorry you're going through this. Because this is the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead. The Holy Spirit is not going to say to you, I'm so sorry about this. He's going to do something about it. And what the Holy Spirit says, as you begin speaking in tongues, the Holy Spirit comes into that ditch with you and he pulls you off your feet by your hand and he causes you to get out of that ditch with his power and stands you on your feet with revelation, clarity, and direction, with power and might that only comes through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is why the enemy attacks the church with saying that the power of speaking in tongues is weird, obscure, and not for today. Let me tell you, the enemy knows how powerful it is, and if you get a hold of the power of speaking in tongues, you will get out of ditches so fast and you'll be standing on your feet, and that is the church that is glorious, and that's what the devil does. Doesn't want. Since I have started speaking in tongues more, I have seen so much clarity, so much revelation, so much power, so much presence just by speaking in tongues. And when the Holy Spirit came to me and said, Naomi, I want you to start speaking in tongues every single day for this amount of time, I just thought, how am I gonna do that? How am I gonna do that for that long? How am I gonna sit there? You know, I used to watch my Nana pray and I used to think, wow, she's so awesome at praying. Maybe just one day I could be like that. Then I'd be like my parents and I'd be a really mature Christian. I might grow up. And I never thought I would become that person. But now I am that person. I actually love praying. I love speaking in tongues. And I can't believe it, because it's not according to my might. It's not according to my ability. It's according to the power of the Spirit of God, who prays through you, who takes you out of the ditches and sets your feet upon a high ground. That's the power of speaking in tongues. And if you are facing challenge this morning, like my family is, start speaking in tongues. The Holy Spirit intercedes and groans what you do not know how to pray. And he prays with accuracy and he goes into that ditch with you. And he knows every detail about your challenge. He knows every detail about your trauma. And he picks you up with resurrection power, the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead. And he sets your feet upon a firm foundation, that the winds and storms may come, but you shall not be moved. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the power. And I'm going to end with this story. There was this man, and he got this phone call late at night. I feel sorry for him already. He got this phone call late at night and said, there's this lady and she needs prayer. She's got cancer and she's nearly dying. She's on her way out. And so he got up. It was really late at night, got his clothes on and got dressed and went over there. And when he went over to the house, he's thinking, I'm not the only pastor who's been called. There's like 30 other pastors there. And he's thinking, well, why did I need to come? And so he's praying and he's watched all the other pastors lay their hands on him and quote scripture and declare and pray and intercede. And he says to the Holy Spirit, what am I doing here? You've got enough pastors in this room to bring revival. What, I can go back to bed. And the Holy Spirit says, if you'll obey me, if you'll yield to me, if you'll obey and follow my guidings of exactly what I say to you, I'll heal that woman right in front of you. And his ears perked up. He's like, okay, I'm listening now. And the Holy Spirit, this is what I want you to do. She was sitting on a chair that she could lie down on because she was so ill. And her legs were there on the edge of the chair, sitting up. And the Holy Spirit said to him, I want you to go lay yourself over her legs. And he's like, I am not doing that. I am a man. That is a lady. I am a pastor. There are 30 other pastors. I'm not laying over that woman's leg. No deal. And the Holy Spirit said, if you yield to me, if you'll let me guide you, if you'll obey my words, I'll heal that woman right in front of you. Holy Spirit, she is a woman. I think the Holy Spirit knows that. I am a man. I don't want to go lay myself over her legs. And he's like, if you'll yield to me, if you'll obey me, if you'll let me guide you, if you follow me, if you let your spirit follow me, not your mind, will, and emotions, if you let your spirit follow me, if you let your spirit come into agreement with my words, I'll heal her right in front of you. Okay, Holy Spirit. And so he said to all the other pastors, I want everybody to close your eyes. I'm going to pray. Because he didn't want anybody to see. And so he's looking. Yep, they're all shut. They're good pastors. So he creeps over and he lies himself over her legs and he just starts speaking in tongues. Exactly what the Holy Spirit said. Everybody else had prayed. But what was the accuracy? What was the minute detail that only the Holy Spirit knew, that no other pastor in that room knew? What was it that God saw that we couldn't see? And he's speaking in tongues over her. And suddenly she lets out this shout. And she says, why did they have to leave me? Why did my father have to leave me? And why did my sister have to leave me? And why did this person close to me, why did they have to leave me? I just feel so forsaken. I just feel like everybody I've loved has left me. And right in that moment, the Spirit of God revealed that it actually wasn't cancer that was causing her body to die. It was rejection. From a little girl, her father had died. And she'd wondered, crying in her bed, why has my father left me? Why have I been left here just by myself? Because that's how it feels. Why did my sibling then? You took my father. Why did my sibling have to die? Why have I been so forsaken? Why have I been rejected? And what the Holy Spirit revealed is it wasn't cancer that was eating and rejecting her body. It was actually a spirit of rejection. And because of that spirit of rejection, her body was now rejecting her. And as soon as they prayed, she was instantly healed. And not just of cancer, but from a spirit of rejection. This is the power of speaking in tongues. This is the power of the Holy Spirit. I want us to close our eyes this morning. Holy Spirit, there is a deeper, 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 deeper dimension in you. Holy Spirit, you want to reveal your heart to our lives. You want to reveal your words. You want to reveal what you see into our spirits, that we are a church that can walk with such revelation and knowledge, with wisdom and understanding. You don't want your church to stay in the wilderness, but you want us to see clearly the roads that you have set apart for us that we can walk through. When we go through our times in the desert, when we feel like the obstacles obstacle is so great around us, where we feel like the disease is coming and pressing upon us, God, in those moments, through speaking in tongues, where we do not know what to pray, Holy Spirit, as we speak in tongues, Holy Spirit, you are praying with accuracy, and it is you with the most minute detail of accuracy that leads us to the streams, even though that there's a desert all around us. And Holy Spirit, I just pray this morning that if there is anybody in this room today that has not been baptized with the wonderful Holy Spirit, and they do not know the revelation of this supernatural language that reveals the Father heart of God to our minds and our hearts, that today is their day, where just as they receive the Holy Spirit at salvation, rivers of living water are already inside of us. It's not something that drops on us. It's something that's already in us. And Holy Spirit, this morning, it's just as simple as you said to your disciples, receive the Holy Spirit and begin speaking in this other language. Just speak it out. Put your words to it as it comes from your spirit. And as you begin speaking in tongues this morning, you will understand the power of the revelation of God. We just thank you for your revealed word. We just thank you for the Holy Spirit today. We just thank you for your presence and your power and your mind and your demonstration of power.